This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The session will be opened with prayer. Prayer will be offered by the chaplain of the Senate, and today's chaplain is retired New York City Police Department Detective Rob O'Donnell, German, Pennsylvania. Please rise.
Heavenly Father, we gather to remember this solemn day on the eve of a national memorial, to honor the memory of those lost and seek your guidance for our nation, our Commonwealth, and this Senate chamber. As a former NYPD detective, I bore witness to the courage of peacemakers and the resilience of families rebuilding in the shadow of tragedy with my own eyes. Today we lift our hearts to you, drawing strength from you. You remind us, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We pray for those who serve as peacemakers, our first responders, our law enforcement, our military, and all who strive for justice and peace. Grant them wisdom, courage, and protection as they stand in the breach. May their sacrifices inspire unity and compassion in our communities. We also seek your blessing for families, especially those planting roots in new lands like my family did 22 years ago in Lackawanna County, as so many have done in Pennsylvania's rich history to raise their next generation. Lord, guide the families of this Commonwealth as they build homes, raise children, and contribute to the flourishing of our land. May they find hope and purpose, trusting in your provision that they cultivate new beginnings. My three children, a tactical combat naval aviator, a pediatric psychiatric nurse, and a Marine Corps officer, and all our children raised on the good of this nation in service to us all, let us give thanks. On this week of remembrance, we pray for the healing of those still wounded by loss and for the strength for this Senate and its deliberations for the common good. Unite us in your truth, as Psalm 133 declares, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brothers and sisters dwell in unity." May the decisions made here reflect your justice, mercy, and peace. We offer this prayer in your holy name. Amen.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Rob O'Donnell, who is our guest chaplain today, and also a guest of myself, Senator Lisa Baker, and constituent of Senator Marty Flynn. Rob is a resident of Lackawanna County and was born and raised in New York City. Rob began his career as a New York City police officer in 1992, later promoted to detective, and worked for the department's Organized Crime Control Bureau Precinct Detective Squad, retiring out of one of the department's homicide task force. During his career, Rob has been involved in the 93 World Trade Center bombing, the response recovery of September 11th, and after retiring due to injuries sustained in the line of duty, he moved to Northeast Pennsylvania in 2004. Rob was also involved with the investigation of the Fort Dix terror plot suspects in 2007, and in November 2020 was called by his son for guidance that was in the midst of an ongoing active shooter situation at Naval Air Station Pensacola, where he was assigned, making Rob the only first responder in America involved with four domestic terrorist incidents, unfortunately. Today, Rob hosts the Afternoon Drive News Talk radio show in Northeast Pennsylvania, The Rob O'Donnell Show, which is aired locally on WILK and Odyssey Station. Rob is married to his beautiful wife, Lizette, for 30 years next month and has three grown children, Gavin, a United States Naval Academy graduate and a Navy Strike Naval Aviator, Kayla, a graduate of Pennsylvania State University and pediatric psychiatric nurse, and Madison, who is the only woman in Northeast Pennsylvania to be accepted to all three service academies, Air Force Academy, West Point, and the Naval Academy, in which she graduated as a United States Marine second lieutenant, currently in the pilot pipeline. You can see this is quite an amazing family, and Mr. O'Donnell has really sacrificed so much and been through so much for our country, and especially as we memorialize September 11th, we are grateful that he is here with us today and thankful for all his help over the years. Please join me in giving my guest chaplain, Mr. Rob O'Donnell, a very warm and loving Senate welcome.
For the guests.
Well, that was how I started my day today. I was asked to give the opening prayer in honor of 9/11 and our Senate in Harrisburg, the Pennsylvania Senate, to open up their session for today because they are not in session tomorrow on September 11th. And if you listen to the prayer that I've said this morning, it's fitting because in a mixed body Senate, to where the Republicans do have the majority, but there is quite a few Democrats there, and both came up to me, with the exception of my senator, and thanked me for being there and shook my hand and had a little conversation. And, it was nice to talk. I sat down earlier in the day before that. The session opened at 11 o'clock today to talk about to talk with Senator Rosemary Brown, some of your senator, some of you out there, Senator, and Senator Lisa Baker. Talked about the budget stalemate and, my views on it. They asked me for and listen to where we stand, and things are looking better as far as getting a budget as we move forward. There is some movement there, so hopefully that agreement and that working together and that unity that I talked about there shines through, and we see this tragedy now. And I was going to lead off the show with that today, kind of ease into September 11th with that and – and today was a good day up until I got to work here, and then this news started breaking. And not only do we have, and again, if you're just joining us, the founder of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, was shot at an event in Utah at a campus today, surrounded by thousands of college students, was shot and killed. He's 31 years old. He has two small children, married, and a lot of America is hurting right now, and a lot of America is wondering what's next. What's next? Where do we go from here? There is a lot of sadness. There's a lot of anger. There is a lot of confusion. And the right people in the right places need to focus that for the American people in a positive direction. We also have a school shooting in Denver, Colorado, where three individuals, two of them being students, are at a hospital. In critical condition. Police are on the scene. They're asking for parents to go to a reunification site at their elementary school because the high school is still an active investigation. But police are on the scene, and the individuals in critical condition are at a hospital. So that's where today's turned. That's where how quick on a dime the cycles can change here to where, I drove down 2 hours to Harrisburg first thing this morning, left my house at 7 o'clock, had some really good meetings with some of our state leaders, spoke to both Democrats and Republicans on the Senate floor, And if you've never been to our state capitol in Harrisburg, I strongly recommend you go down there. It is a beautiful place. Lisa Baker, Senator Baker, took some time to explain to me the murals on the wall and their meaning behind them, and that the an apprentice for Tiffany is who designed the gold leaves that are adorned on the ceilings of a lot of the capitol, in the rotunda and in the House chamber. I also had a tour of the House chamber from the rotunda, and it's just a beautiful place to be. Came back here, and Senator Brown has shared that video we just played for you. You can find it on my social media. And then we had the news that there was a shooting with Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA's founder. Again, a 31-year-old family person. And I know a lot of people on the left, a lot of people who are angry at the things that he says, may see him as the enemy. I'm looking at him on TV here with his daughter, wife, and him at a baseball game. His daughter, his son, his little infant son, and his wife at the beach. You know, he's a family person. He's a human being. He has an opinion, as we all do. You know, husband and wives argue about things all the time. Families argue. Siblings argue. Siblings fight. You know, we argue with our friends. We argue with our family. We argue at work. But to take it to a point to where I would assume that the person who did this is a total stranger of him, just despises his point of view to the extent to where he was willing to not only risk his life as the shooter, but take a life in Charlie Kirk, take a family's life away. His wife's life is now destroyed. His children's life, these two little angels who appear both to be under the age of 6, their lives are ruined forever. They will never grow up with their dad. The daughter may have some distant memories of her father growing up. He will never walk her down the aisle. The son, he will never play catch with his son because someone hated him so much because he had a point of view. And when we start to break that down, when we start to look at that at its core, how sad that is, how ridiculous that is. But you know what? We deal with that, especially in this age of politics. You know, I have people attack me on social media all the time. I have people who come here to the station and want to argue because, you know, arguing or listening to me on the radio angers them so much that they'll go dozens of miles out of their way to come here to tell me how much they don't like what I have to say. There's something mentally wrong there. There's something, the fact that you can't walk away from someone you disagree with is a sad state of affairs for this nation, is a sad state for us to be in. The fact that there's people who cross the line on as callers here to the station, so I no longer take their calls. So they go to their social media and now call me the pig. You know, here's the ex-pig, Rob O'Donnell, assuming they're making fun of my police service. So you went from calling the show all the time to me not taking your calls because you crossed a line after you were warned several times, and then you know, you run to social media to call names. I hope it makes you feel better. Hopefully it's just that. But we're starting to see time and time again. And listen, I'm sorry, but the obvious is the obvious. This seems to be leaning more towards one side that can't handle their emotions. And we cannot look at that Pandora's box that has been opened and deny it and say it. We've seen it probably because it's more at the forefront more recently. But, you know, you look at these events, you look at these issues, and it seems to be coming from one side. And we need to do something as a whole to change our direction as a nation, change our direction as people. If not, I mean, what's next? Are we on a full-blown civil war? Are we just going to start going at it? Or is it going to be tit for tat? Is some, you know, crazed conservative going to take out a progressive? I know for a fact our politicians right now are frightened because of this. Our people in media CNN, MSNBC, Fox, here on the radio, is generally concerned about where this is going, where our safety stands moving forward. It shouldn't be like that, and we really have to start to look inward. Because you disagree with what someone's saying, because of their viewpoints and opinion, because of who they may have or may not have voted for, we're turning to violence? It can't be that way. It can't be that way. You can't want to kill somebody because you disagree with them. They're not the enemy. They're not your enemy. They just think differently than you. And that's okay. It's the way it's supposed to be. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We're continuing the coverage of the murder, the assassination of Turning Point USA's founder, Charlie Kirk, 31-year-old father, husband, two small children, at an event at Utah University with a few thousand university students around him. There was a crack of a gunfire from the distance. He grabbed his neck. An extraordinary amount of blood poured from the other side of his neck. He was rushed to an emergency room, a trauma center across the street, from what I'm told, by his security and medical team, his security team who was medically trained as medics. Got him there rapidly, and he has been announced that he succumbed from those wounds. And again, the video of the extraordinary amount of blood that was discharged when he was shot. They originally had someone in custody at the scene that made a statement of, I have the right to remain silent while he was being placed in custody. They are stating now that that is not the shooter and the shooter is still at large. The investigation, I'm sure, will be ongoing. But right now you have a lot of people trying to deal with the trauma of this. And we were talking about where do we go from here. And ABC News, 2 hours ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
posted, breaking, Charlie Kirk, founder of the conservative youth activist organization Turning Point USA, has been shot during an event in Utah Valley Hospital, according to law enforcement sources. And a picture of Charlie Kirk at a podium speaking. Now, this is from 2 hours ago. This was before he was pronounced deceased. ABC News posted this 2 hours ago, and I just read you their headline. There are 2,000 laughing emojis on this post. 7,000 interactions altogether. 300 and something angry faces. 529 shocked faces. 559 care with the emoji hugging the heart. 1.4 likes. 1.9, 1900 sad crying emoji. The most out of interactions on this post, 2,000 laughing emojis. That's where we go from here. That's what's out there. And again, he wasn't pronounced dead at this point. But it just shows the status of our nation. Now, apparently, reports are stating that the shot came from about 200 yards away, which is two football fields. I would assume that would be a long gun. I would assume it would be some sort of long gun with some sort of optics, unless this person was professionally trained with iron sights. We don't know. Based on what Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA does, it's maybe politically motivated, but again, we don't know. Again, we can assume that, but let the investigation take its place. And there's an active shooter, someone who just killed someone on the loose in Utah, in a college town. That's what we know. Those are the facts as we know them now. And again, a father, two small children, a young son that'll never be able to play catch with his dad, a young daughter who will never have her dad walk him down the aisle because someone disagreed with what he had to say. And it's interesting. Because as we're having this conversation at 5:16 p.m., I get a text from my daughter. Wow, I can't believe they shot and killed a father because they didn't like his view. That's disgusting. And it truly is. That says it all. Because they disagree with him. They not only wanted to kill him and take his life, they wanted to instill fear in thousands of college students on a college campus, and they wanted to take this family's life away from them. Because they disagreed with his point of view. I cannot stress that enough. It's 5:33 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Getting some text messages in today. And I'll read one of them. Greetings, Rob. First off, kudos to you for offering the daily prayer at the Senate. Very nice prayer and nice remarks about you from Senator Baker. Secondly, today's travesty does not surprise me. Recently, I was in a Vermont coffee shop. On display and for sale was a sticker of a red hat. The inscription on the hat in white letters was, "Is he dead yet?" It is no mistake that this hat was mocking Trump's MAGA hat. The other sticker was of a cat, and the inscription read, "I'm the cat lady, and I talk crap to my cat about J.D. Vance." It's no wonder that we have this type of temperature and violence in here. Somebody says, wishing you in advance a pleasant day of remembrance tomorrow. Fellow civil service worker who worked during 9/11. So I appreciate that. Just looking at some of the text messages here. And again, I don't know. I just read you the ABC News where there's 2,000 laughing emojis on Charlie Kirk being shot. I'm looking social media people sipping wine out their balcony window saying, "Oh, I heard Charlie Kirk was shot and killed." And they're filming themselves sipping wine, looking out like, "Oh, big deal." That's what we're dealing with. And listen, We are in a very dangerous precipice right now, and you really have to realize that. Here is someone who had an entire security team around him, had thousands of college students around him, and was executed on that college campus for simply debating topics of the day that people agree and disagree with. If you look at the crowd there, there were a ton of his supporters. If you look at the events that he has, he's very respectful. He doesn't get angry, doesn't name call. He debates, and that frustrates people because a lot of times he gets the better of people because he does his homework. It's one of the things that people liked about him is he does do his homework. College kids made fun of him because he doesn't have a college education, because he doesn't have a college degree. Well, he knew how to do his research, and he upped them most of the time with their nonsense, which is why it usually ended in them cursing at him or calling him names or flipping him off and disrupting his events. But how do we grow from this? How do we move on from this? How do we not let this spiral us into a very bad place? We cannot turn this into a tennis match of tit for tat and back and forth, or you got one of ours, we're going to get one of yours. It cannot. We cannot do that as a society, but there is a larger problem here. We cannot have mainstream media stoking. I mean, just listen to the ABC reports that are coming out. Right-wing activist. Why don't we start with husband and father of two that talked about conservative talking points? No, they have to demonize you. They have to make you the enemy. And media is just as bad. They're stoking this fire that is about to cause a brush fire across the nation. And they don't realize that they're not held accountable for it. And it's the people out there that need to say enough's enough. Yes, I disagree with Republicans. Yes, I don't like who the president is, but enough's enough. Or I don't like this socialist nonsense going on. These progressives are out of their minds, but I don't want to kill any of them. I don't want to hurt them. I disagree with the mayor of Scranton all the time. I would risk my life to save her if she was in a jeopardy situation without the thought of a second. My state senator, who wouldn't even come in the Senate chambers while I spoke. I don't dislike him. I don't hate him. I disagree with him politically. But if he would have came up and said, hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for reading the prayer today. Or, you know, I'm remembering 9/11. Didn't have to be my friend. Professional would have been good. But I don't dislike him. I make light of one of the county commissioners because I disagree with what he does vehemently. I don't want to hurt him. Don't want to see anything go on with him or his family. There's a sickness out there to where people are turning violent. And it's here. I mean, look at some of the comments on my social media from people in our backyard, your neighbors, or on their social media to where they have to name call and attack me simply because they don't like what I have to say here on the radio. When all they need to do is switch the dial. But nope. Not only are they listening more than a lot of you who are fans of this show, but they have to go with their violent rhetoric and name call and I'm the enemy and I'm bad and I'm horrible human being because I don't agree with them. We need to do something and do something quick because the alternative is literally a brush fire across America. On our streets, day in and day out. Again, here's an individual who had an entire security team around him, campus police around him, a large law enforcement presence, college students on a gun-free zone, and got taken out and assassinated by a sniper. I don't have an answer on how we fix this. I don't at all. It's 5:44. It's time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on what's turned out to be a tragic day. Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, was speaking at an event in a Utah campus earlier today and was shot by an assassin sniper. They're saying from somewhere there, believe 200 yards away. And he has died from those wounds. It was a critical gunshot wound to his neck. And again, you can hear the crack of the rifle, what I assume is to be a rifle due to the distance for the shot. And he grabs his neck, and an extraordinary amount of blood pours out of the other side of his neck. The videos out there on social media, it was troubling for me to watch. I would not recommend it. There is a video on my Facebook of from a distance where you can just see the crowd, you can hear the shot, and he grabs his neck and people start running, so you don't see anything after that. There was an individual placed in custody, a male in his 60s, mid-60s it appears. They are now saying that that is not the shooter and that the shooter is still at large. Again, we've talked about where do we go from here. There are a lot of sad people. There are a lot of angry people. There are a lot of people making light of this. There are a lot of people making fun of this. If you are making fun or light of a husband and father of two small children having his life taken from him because you disagreed with him, you need mental help. And that goes for any side. And again, there's people in politics I vehemently disagree with. I have total polar opposite viewpoints. I would risk my life in a second to save theirs. And just the ones around here that we talk about all the time. Because that's who I am. That's who I've always been. Because something happened to them, I wouldn't shrug my shoulders and giggle. And that's what you have on social media. 2,000 people on an ABC News story posting the laughing emojis. Your kids are seeing this. Is that what you're training them to be? Tomorrow is the 24th anniversary of September 11th. I was at Harrisburg earlier today and gave the prayer, the opening prayer at the Pennsylvania Senate in front of all our senators, and talked about unity and them making good decisions for the betterment of all the people in the Commonwealth, not just Democrats, not just Republicans, just everyone. I talked about putting roots down in new lands like I did 22 years ago in Lackawanna County, to where I wanted to spend the rest of my life here and raise my kids. My kids are raised. They're good kids, and they're doing their thing. I've heard from two of them during this incident. You know, my youngest daughter, who's a United States Marine, very sad about Charlie Kirk, be careful out there, to me. United States Marine concerned about her father because of the rhetoric and politics that are out there, because the amount of hate that people act out on. And if we don't find a way to fix this and fix it fast, you are going to see a brush fire across America that you don't have the imagination to look at. We are going to try to move forward tomorrow with our 9/11 special, which I've tried to not make a depressing, tried to make it more of a feel good, be proud of the nation we are, because when times do matter, we do rise up and overcome that. Hopefully this is one of those times. Hopefully something comes out of this and that re-steers and recalibrates our compass as far as humanity, because we're lacking a lot of that. The lack of respect for human life, the lack of respect for your fellow person, regardless if you know them, like them, or anything. I mean, I've risked my lives time and time again for total strangers. I will risk my life for people I don't really like. if they are in danger, because they don't deserve to be in danger. No one deserves to be in danger. And it's times like this where you kind of search for an answer when we really don't know the question. We've come to a place that doesn't make sense. We've come to a place to where we're literally killing people simply because we disagree with their viewpoint. Be it an attempted assassination of a president and a presidential candidate, be it this young father who's been nothing but respectful during his debates on college campuses to open up the mind of college kids. Isn't that the entire purpose of our college campuses, to open up their mind, to educate them, to expand their knowledge, to expand their viewpoints, to expand their understanding of things, be it something they agree with or not? We need to find our moral compass because it's spinning. It's spinning tragically fast in a counterclockwise position. Hopefully, people take heart to this. Hopefully, the powers that be, who can very much lash out because of something like this, find some way to come together. Because if we don't, we're in for a hell of a future. And is it the kind of future you want your kids walking into? The kind of future you want your wives and daughters walking into? Your grandchildren? Because it sure as hell not mine. It sure as hell not mine. Again, God willing, I'll be here tomorrow and we're going to try to do our 9/11 special as we have and move forward, because it's all we can do at this point. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.